If you would take your Bibles and turn to 1 Corinthians 15, and we're going to pick up at verse 1. Now, what we've done so far is we've heard all of the gospel accounts of the resurrection. And I'm thankful for all the readers who helped with that this morning. Also, thankful for the praise band and for them working hard to prepare for this morning and then leading us in singing today. But 1 Corinthians 15... And then that choir, they did a pretty decent job too, didn't they? I went and sat down by Sherry afterwards, and she said, sounded good. What'd you say? Is it good? I said, are you serious? And she said, yeah. I said, I didn't mess it up. And she said, no, it was okay. Or you were okay. I don't know if you said that or not. That's what she insinuated. 1 Corinthians 15. So this chapter focuses on the resurrection. If you don't know too much about the Bible, then you may not be familiar with that. So I'll just inform you of it. 1 Corinthians 15, the Apostle Paul is writing to the church in Corinth, and the majority of this chapter is about the resurrection of Jesus and the importance of it. The first part of this chapter covers the gospel, lays out the gospel, and you'll see it in verses 3 through 5 that the gospel is that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that He was seen alive from the dead. All right, now, don't let anyone miss this. That gospel is what saves the lost sinner. If you're here today and you know you're lost in your sin, then it's to the gospel that you must run and believe in what Jesus Christ did. It's in Him and Him alone. It can't be how good you are plus Jesus, or it can't be how good you are and, you know, Jesus just tacks a little bit on to help you get across the finish line. If that was the way it is, then Jesus died for no reason. But there wasn't any other way. It can't be you can be good enough. It is Christ and Christ alone, because we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. By the deeds of the law, no flesh will be justified in His sight. Now, 1 Corinthians 15 is where we are, and I'm going to pick up here at verse 1 and just read through this chapter, and then we will sing and be dismissed over to the gym for our breakfast this morning. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preached to you, which also you received, and in which you stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast that word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I deliver to you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that He was seen by Cephas, then by the 12. After that, He was seen by over 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain to the present, but some have fallen asleep. After that, He was seen by James, then by all the apostles, then last of all, He was seen by me also, as by one born out of due time. For I am the least of the apostles, who am not worthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And His grace toward me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. Therefore, whether it was I or they, so we preach, and so you believed. Verse 12. Now, if Christ is preached that He has been raised from the dead, how do some among you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty, and your faith is also empty. Yes, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that He raised up Christ, whom He did not raise up. if in fact the dead do not rise. For if the dead do not rise, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. Then also, those who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men the most pitiable. Verse 20. But now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive. But each one in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward those who are Christ at his coming. Then comes the end, when he delivers the kingdom of God, the kingdom to God the Father, when he puts an end to all rule and all authority and power. For he must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet. Verse 26. The last enemy that will be destroyed is death. For he has put all things under his feet. But when he says all things are put under him, it is evident that he who put all things under him is accepted. Now, when all things are made subject to him, when the Son himself, then the Son himself will also be subject to him who put all things under him, that God may be all in all. Verse 29. Otherwise, what will they do who are baptized for the dead, if the dead do not rise at all? Why then are they baptized for the dead? And why do we stand in jeopardy every hour? I affirm by the boasting in you, which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die daily. If in the manner of men I have fought with beasts at Ephesus, what advantage is it to me if the dead do not rise? Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. Do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits. Awake to righteousness, and do not sin, for some do not have the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. Verse 35. But someone will say, how are the dead raised up? And with what body do they come? Foolish one, what you sow is not made alive unless it dies. And what you sow, you do not sow that body that shall be, but mere grain, perhaps wheat or some other grain. But God gives it a body as he pleases, and to each seed its own body. All flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of animals, another of fish, and another of birds. Verse 40. There are also celestial bodies and terrestrial bodies, but the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars. For one star differs from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. The body is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body, and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. However, in verse 46, the spiritual is not first, but the natural, and afterward, the spiritual. The first man was of the earth, made of dust. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As was the man of dust, so also are those who are made of dust. And as is the heavenly man, so also are those who are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man. Verse 50. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. 53. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So, when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. This is the reading of God's word. That's a wonderful passage, isn't it? In verse 51, he says, we shall all be changed. That is, all who, like the beginning of the chapter says, has heard the gospel preached, has received the gospel as needful for yourself for salvation, and one who has been saved by it and holds to the gospel. Those are the ones who are in Christ and who shall be changed eternally because of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I thank you that we've been able to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus this morning, to sing as we should sing because you put a new song in our hearts. Father, you've given us a new name. Lord, you've made us a new creation. Father, you will allow us to be a part of the new heavens and the new earth, the place in which righteousness dwells. We are participants in that. Lord, we are participants in the incorruption, the incorruptibility, and the immortality that is coming one day. We are participants in it because Jesus Christ rose up from the dead. Father, we praise your name this morning that the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. He is our great God and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's in his name that we give you praise and thanks. Amen.